we've put in a section for the election of officers. And you're going, well, we don't have officers in an LLC. Actually, you can have a secretary and a treasurer of an LLC. Likelihood is you're just going to want to leave that part of these minutes in the annual meeting out. You're not going to elect officers. If you do elect officers, you're electing secretary treasurer. One of the things that I don't want to see with an LLC or with a corporation is to have the husband be the president and the wife be the secretary treasurer. Keep one of the two spouses out of the business. They can work in the business, they can be an employee, they can get a salary from the business, but you don't make them one of the managers, you don't make them one of the officers of the corporation or the LLC. Keep them off the major roles so that if for some reason, unforeseen, this thing does collapse, they're not drawn in because they are an official of the company. The next section talks about reports. You're going to have a report by the manager. Well, that would be you, so you're going to put your name in, and you're going to report that the company hired 5 new employees. The company bought 2 pieces of property. Whatever it is the company did, you're going to make a very brief report. You don't say that the company fired John Doe because you didn't like him. Remember, whatever's in these minutes becomes public information, and you don't want to give anybody rope that they can hang you with later. There will be another report. Remember, you had to report on the financials. That's the checking account. You just say that the report was made on the financial status of the company. There's a section on adoption of documents or plans. In your first meeting, you may want to adopt a business plan. That would not be unusual. It's going to require a majority vote of the members in this case, and you just simply say the attached business plan was adopted by a majority of the members. You might be saying, hey man, I don't want to publish my business plan as part of these minutes. That would become public information. Sometimes you have to do that in order to get venture capital, for example. So if there's a document or a plan that has to be approved and you want it to be part of the annual meeting minutes, this is the way you would make it part of those minutes. The approval of actions is probably going to be a section that you're only going to have in your first annual meeting. And actually, your first annual meeting is going to take place as soon as you set up the LLC. The actions that you would want to approve here would be opening the bank account, filing the paperwork with the state, getting your tax ID number, these types of things. You're just going to make a list of them and show that the members approved those actions. What this does is it protects the individual who actually goes out and does all of this work. You're going to be that individual. Of course, you want all the protection you can get, so make sure that the company approves all of those actions that you've taken. You might note that you, as the manager, have been running around opening the bank accounts, filing the papers with the state, getting the tax ID numbers, everything else that you have been doing. Technically, you have been doing this and you haven't been elected as a manager. So in a sense, you're a rogue manager. You need to have all of your actions approved by the members to make it an official action of the company so that you aren't held personally liable at some point in the future. After you've been elected as a manager, you're going to have authorization to do lots of things. That's all defined in the operating agreement. Your actions, if they're defined in the operating agreement, you're the manager, they don't have to be approved like this by the members every year. But remember, they should be in the minutes that you're keeping ongoing all of the time. There's a specific section that talks about the financial statements and their presentation to the members. The financial statements are the checking account. Here again, put it down, enter in that the period covering the beginning date and the ending date was presented and all the financials were presented to the members at this time. Salaries of the officers and employees need to be established by the members. You're going to attach a schedule to these meeting minutes and you're going to list each one of the employees, the managers, and say Jim's the manager, he gets paid $60,000 a year. Joe's the secretary. He gets paid $30,000 a year. And you're going to go on down and approve the salaries of each one of the employees. For each one of the officers, that is basically the managers. Here again, this is something that you're only going to do in your first meeting. Because once the managers have been elected and they're empowered, the operating agreement gives them the power to set the salaries for the different officers and employees of the company. If the company is going to set up some sort of a profit-sharing plan, then the contributions that the company makes to that plan would have to be approved each year. We're going to talk about some of the benefits that you can get from an LLC here in a minute, and a profit-sharing plan or a retirement plan is one of those benefits that an LLC has available to it. The payment of profit shares is actually what you're going to call the distribution. You're going to pay a distribution or a profit share to yourself, probably, and that comes out, remember, independent of the FICA, FUTA, Social Security, and all of that sort of stuff. You take the reasonable salary, then you pay the rest of it out as a distribution. That's going to be authorized in the annual meeting. The issuance of membership interests is where you're going to give out the original stock or membership interests in the LLC. There again, you're going to attach a schedule, just another piece of paper on the back of this. You're going to list the individual's names, and you're going to have the membership interests that they were given and approved in this meeting. If the company is going to be borrowing money, it would be a good idea in the annual meeting to approve that and give the officers or the managers the right to go out and sign those mortgage or loan documents. Establishing the bank account, well, we've already done that, but this simply makes it so that the members authorize the act that the manager has already done. You might think, is there anything that I particularly want the managers to have the authorization to do? If there's something that's not covered in the operating agreement, then you would want to list it here. There again, keep the description of what you're doing very brief. You're going to talk about when the next meeting is. You're going to set that date, that time, and that place. Make sure that you remember that and give notice in the appropriate period before the meeting takes place. Having no further business, the meeting is going to end. The secretary simply signs these minutes saying this is what took place at the meeting. You might note that there's no date on the secretary's signature. That's okay. All they are doing is ratifying these minutes of this meeting that took place on that date. You've now had your annual meeting. We hope that your annual meeting was in Orlando or in Honolulu. Those are nice places. Like I said, if you have a mom and pop LLC, having an annual meeting in Orlando or Honolulu may not be justification in the IRS's eyes to allow a deduction for all of the expenses associated with your travel to and from that location. Let's add something else, look at property, talk to some contractor, do something in the location that would help justify your expense of going to that location.